Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Everybody's in a car right now, or they're getting on a plane. Either way, we're in for it. The TSA, the AAA, the PA, even the ladies out on the stoop calling it a crazy day for travel. Millions taking to the roads and the skies to get out of here or to head down to the beach. We'll start at the airport, where newsman Glenn Shuck says the parking lots are full at JFK, LGA, and at Liberty.
So as advertised, the airport is really busy here, but maybe what's not expected, how smoothly things have been going in the 6 hours that I've been here. Of course, that could change, but Joe is pretty excited. Where are you going?
Myrtle Beach.
That's a nice place to go, yeah.
Thank you. It is.
I think people are surprised that you come in here. Were you expecting chaos?
I was expecting massive delays. Everybody for 4 or 5 days said this was going to be the worst travel day in 10 years. Yeah.
John, also pleasantly surprised, actually had a few extra hours now.
I mean, I thought it would be really heavy, a lot of people, because Memorial Day and everything.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Weather good. Delays so far appear to be minimal. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Terminal B at Newark.
Yeah, a lot of people heeded the warning to get the heck out of Dodge as early as possible. We'll find out later if the highway crowd did the same. Meantime, the beaches open officially this weekend, but as you've been hearing, we still have a shortage of lifeguards. Mayor Adams made an announcement a little while ago saying to attract more lifeguards, they're going to relax the rules a little bit. Here's NYC Parks Commissioner Sue Donahue to explain.
This new agreement comes in time to make an impact this year. We will now be able to adjust qualifications for all of our shallow pools to eliminate time requirements. We're also updating our vision standards for mini and wading pools.
Yeah, Governor Hochul already announced she's pumping $5 million into a grant to help pay for extra lifeguards this year. Some folks already toes up down on the shores. Otherwise, a lot of events going on all holiday weekend, everybody. That includes We Belong Here, with a pop-up event on Governor's Island featuring musical artists like Lea Youth, Aluna, Side Piece, and others. Thought I'd give them a little shout-out here. Enjoy, everybody, and be safe. And well now, looky-looky here. After months of being closed due to some flooding, which compromised everything, the Prospect Park Zoo is reopening this weekend. How about that? Oh, it's been 8 months since Tropical Storm Ophelia wreaked havoc, dumping nearly 6 inches of rainfall on the city in a 24-hour period. The basement at the zoo filled up with 25 feet of water. Remember that? Screwing up the boiler, the electrical system, everything. They had to replace several $1 million of equipment. Wildlife Conservation Society President Craig Piper says, we won't be putting it in the basement anymore. Well, 239 days later, it's reopening this Memorial Day weekend. They still have a few more repairs to do, but for the most part, we're good to go. The best part of all, none of the animals were impacted by the floods. Police looking for a pack of serial cowards. Yeah, I said it. Going around robbing people. Many of their attacks played out in a park up in the Bronx. Marla Diamond in Norwood.
Police say the latest incident occurred Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. when a 16-year-old boy and girl were punched in the face by three suspects who made off with their cell phones. The other three occurred after dark. Police saying the thieves displayed guns and, in one case, a knife, stealing cell phones, cash, and a motorized scooter. Nora lives on the park and avoids it any time of day.
Because I get notifications the whole time from Citizen, so I avoid going here. I have three children.
Her landlord, Miriam Nadreshe, praised the 52nd Precinct for keeping an eye out.
Well, there's parents that have kids that want to go to the park, that want to take their kids. You should feel safe.
Police are asking anyone with information to call the Crime Stoppers hotline. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Norwood, the Bronx.
From Huntington, wait up, hold up. Are you listening in on my conversation? There's some scuttlebutt involving some cameras affixed to the side of some official buildings, allegedly recording both video and audio. Uh-oh, Sophia Hall went snooping for us.
There are hundreds of cameras on town-owned properties across Huntington, and I'm looking at a few on the town hall building. A local newspaper says these cameras have been recording audio along with video, not only from employees but visitors to the town. Town Supervisor Ed Smith says there were three that were recording audio and they have been turned off.
These three cameras in the highway yard, they were installed and inadvertently, the digital cameras and the recording aspect of them was inadvertently left on.
Eavesdropping is a crime punishable by prison time. The audio on the cameras being turned on in the highway department was discovered after a minor fender bender in the yard. And the paper says those who were not there knew what was said after the accident. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Huntington, Long Island.
Game two is tonight between the Blue Shirts and the Florida Panthers. It's the Eastern Conference, and the Rangers will try to even it up after losing 3-0 on Wednesday. Mark Ernay on tonight's play.
Well, the good news for Adam Fox and the Blue Shirts is that they've only had a 2-game losing streak 3 times the last 3 months.
We've done a good job of responding after losses, I think. In playoffs, like you said, adjustments plays a big factor in that. But yeah, Lavi's done a great job of making adjustments.
Referring to head coach Peter Laviolette, and Keandre Miller says they'll be ready tonight to try to even things up.
When we have our backs against the wall in a loss like this, I mean, I think we respond usually pretty well. And I know the guys are all antsy to get back out there.
And it should also be noted, teams down 0-2 in NHL playoffs historically have lost the series more than 86% of the time. Mark Ernay, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Oh, Mark, don't even think about that. We cannot go down 2-0 against Florida, folks. The puck drops at 8. What a way to start a Memorial Day weekend, right?
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.